VCR.
For DJW Mobile.
Just here for a moment. We are heading back home from the dump, dump, dump.
Tuesday this week, huh? I'm probably going to pick Thursday.
Radio down. Everything's get ahead of the hurricane band, so that might be a good idea. There's nobody up there now.
It is the worst. Wednesday's not quite so bad, and Thursday, I've never gone through there on Thursday and had to wait.
I can remember. Usually, we go on Tuesday, don't we, Bernice? But always ever had any trouble because we get up and go early before we even eat breakfast, so... You know how it is with us retired folks.
You go, the less long you have to wait. I guess 10 o'clock is probably the apex, which is about the time I'm ready to go. It's about 10 o'clock, but sometimes later than that. Every now and then, it used to be a lot earlier than that, not anymore.
42 degrees this morning. Brr.
I've got a couple of Raspberry Pi zeros with pressure sensors that can tell temperature, humidity, and barometric pressure. And I was watching those over the past 3 or 4 days. You can see the air on the inside one. You can see the air conditioner kick on and off because the air conditioner kicks on and the temperature comes down, and then it kicks off, and then it slowly rises back up. When it gets up high enough, it kicks on again. So each one of those sawtooths is the air conditioner coming on. Lately, it hasn't been coming on at all.
But the humidity should also go down whenever the air conditioner comes on because it's a dehumidifier. Shoot. You know, I guess at one point this morning, 157 miles an hour and 190 mile an hour gusts. I do not envy those people down there around Fort Myers.
They're down there. My father-in-law's got pneumonia, so he couldn't leave. They got a dog, so they can't go to the hospital. So they're like touching base every half hour to see how they're doing. So far, so good. They're 8 foot above the sea level, which and they're right at the edge of where the green and yellow and red come together. So they're expecting about 4 foot storm surges, and they're at 8 feet. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that it continues to go further north than it does east.
Are they in Fort Myers, Dave?
Yes, they are. Right there where Fort Myers and Cape Coral come together.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. With those kind of gusts and that, and being in Kansas, that's not good at all. They should have got out of there, and I understand why they didn't, but... There's not many structures will be standing, Dave, if it comes in at 190 miles an hour.
Well, that's right there near the eye. Hopefully they're going to be a little bit southeast of the eye. Unless it continues to go more east than it does north. But anyway, they're down there. We were talking yesterday to them that they needed to leave, and they were saying, and go where? Right, if they left and they started going north, they would just be following the hurricane, right? Or it would probably overtake them. If they went south, then they've got nowhere to go that wouldn't, that might not get flooded out. And they're, it's a hard decision to make on what to do and where to go.
You're right. Sure.
I got about 30% of that. I heard you and Chad put a meter on it. I'm not sure what it was you put a meter on. Am I holding the repeater up, or is it dropping for me too?
You're holding up fine, Dave. I started the truck back up where you're sitting in the carport here, which is nothing unusual for us. I said it. We had to head on. Well, first of all, are you copying me now?
Yeah, that helped significantly. It was dropping out more than it was staying engaged, but now it's staying engaged the whole time.
Well, Chad and I had on by the formula for the 1.825 megacycles, should have been about 129 feet. We had to add on up to 146 to get the analyzer to say that it was down about 1.81, I think, or a little less. So it's longer than what it should have been according to the frequency formula. But it tuned in right where I want, near the CW portion. So I got orange flags going all the way out across the backyard out there, and you know where that's at, under the super loop. People probably think I'm running the gas line or something.
So you were tuning what antenna?
Well, I put up 160-meter vertical with a counterpoise under it, Dave. And, boy, it worked beautifully. But you have to see it. That counterpoise, it's got one tube, of course, 2 foot in the ground. And at the foot level, it's got one running back and copper clad. That goes to one side of the isolation transformer, and the other side of the isolation transformer goes up to the 160-meter vertical.
That's another way to get on 160 meters, then, without having to take up 600 feet. 2 football fields, the length of antenna wire going horizontally. Are you able to make many contacts, or is it mostly CW? Are you doing phone, too?
But one of the first contacts was to Vienna, and it worked fine. But, you know, at 40 meters, it tuned up to 30 meters, through 10 megacycles. But it's really 160-meter vertical. They say they do real good. ND7J's got one up at Fred's place up there. They put one up there on the mountain. I use it so far mostly just to receive on, but 160 meters this time of year is just toast. It's not worth a hoot until it gets winter time. But it might, you know, 42 degrees might start. But I have a Carolina Wyndham going towards Jim's place over there. It winds up in the house next door. It winds up in their backyard. And it goes all the way across our house and two more houses, going down over Tim's and Kathy's yard, way out back of their yard. Find a Wyndham. So I do have 160 meters because the super loop that I have will not tune 160.
Yeah, none of the super loops that I'm aware of do 160. So how tall is the vertical and how high is it off the ground?
But he's out there, Dave. I'd say there's at least 80 feet up there. Those are huge oak trees. Could be more than that. You'll have to come out and use old Pythagorean's theorem and look at the shadows and figure that out for me, or bring your rangefinder out. I thought about getting one of those just to do that, but I don't know if it'll measure a tree. If they'll measure the distance to a deer, you know, these deer hunters use them and all. But it's up there pretty good when we get it back up. This copper-clad steel, during that last pretty good storm, but it was only 21 miles an hour, it broke it.
Good to hear about the vertical. I've thought about those, but I've never pulled the trigger on it. Well, I'm over here at the dentist's office. My clock ran out on avoiding the dentist, so I got to go in here and take my medicine. But anyway, good talking to you. Have a good morning, you and Bernice, in 0TRW4DJW, clear.
Okay, Dave, I should have told you, it's an inverted L, is what it is up there. Anyway, good luck with the dentist, and talk to you later. 73, Dave. Good hearing you this morning. W4DJW and 0TR, all clean and clear. Going in the house.